91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where once a week we have our friends from the University of Arizona come down to the radio station. We sit and talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Danielle Cannon. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So you go to the U of A.
Yes, I've been working in a physio lab with Dr. Kanhelis. Cardiovascular disease is the leading disease in women. It's responsible for a 1 in every 3 deaths every year. That risk increases after menopause, and we want to know why and what's happening during menopause. We're trying to figure out the underlying mechanisms and the activity that's going on in the heart during menopause that's causing that change.
What kinds of things are you finding?
Right now we're looking at a specific protein. It's called AMPK. We found that this protein that works with estrogen is also decreasing after menopause. We're looking at this protein to figure out if we can upregulate it in postmenopause, if that's going to have a beneficial effect.
You say you're upregulating. That means that you're introducing more.
Yes. Yeah.
And so if you're putting in more AMPK,
yes,
you don't put estrogen to go with it, because I've heard that estrogen therapies aren't exactly the best idea.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not necessarily increasing estrogen because that has been associated with an increase in cancer risk. So we're looking at AMPK solely alone and how upregulating it without upregulating estrogen, if that can have more positive impacts without the negative outcomes that estrogens had in hormone therapies.
What else does it do?
So AMPK does a lot in your body. A common term that's been used for it is kind of an energy sensor. Something that can tell when you're tired. It can make changes based on that. Specifically looking at the energy inputs and outputs of the heart, AMPK helps regulate that. When your body is using energy, ATP levels are changing, so it's sensing that change. And based on that, it's going to activate other pathways in your heart to respond. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily increasing or decreasing its abundance. It's seeing what's happening in your heart and then triggering other pathways to respond to that. When your heart is failing, it's working a lot harder. We want to study AMPK more to see if we try to regulate that specifically, if that can help regulate cardiovascular disease.
It's all kind of traced down to this chemical communication.
Yes. It is all about communication, and AMPK is something that communicates in your heart that can have a positive impact and can not necessarily reverse the effects, but be preventative.
So what's it like in the lab? Just a lot of looking at cells?
We look more on a tissue level than a cell level. We do a lot of kind of breaking down those tissues to look at the protein components individually.
What are you going to do for the future?
Well,
got any plans?
Right now, I'm studying for the MCAT, so that's the Medical College Admissions Test. I'm looking to take that sometime this spring and then apply to medical school this summer if it works in my favor.
Ooh, and then you'll be Dr. Cannon.
At the very end of the pathway, that is the goal. I really like volunteering, though, too, and hopefully in my future I'm going to use that work to help out local communities and do something with, like, local organizations as well.
So when you're having fun in the lab, or when you're just at home, do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I listen to music all the time. Lately, I've listened a little bit to Regina Spektor because I saw she's coming into town soon. Other artists I've listened to recently, I always have my Taylor Swift playing. I like rap music too, so I sometimes play a little Kanye. Pretty diverse, my music interests, and there's something called violin dubstep that I've also recently found.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's a lot. It's a lot of different songs, but it's all based on my mood. Music is a really motivating thing for me. Sometimes it's calming, but for me it's more motivating. It's kind of why I listen to it.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, of course. Thank you again for having me. It's been a great experience.